Hey guys, and welcome to the Provokers Podcast, where we talk about things you probably should too. And joined by...
I'm John of Jeebins Feebins.
And I'm Ethan, otherwise known as FlabZexy Gaming on YouTube.
And I am your amazingly funny host that has not hosted quite a while. Yes, I broke my losing streak, and I am back in the fucking seat. Let's go. Anyway, how you boys doing?
What's your name? I don't know your name.
Oh, right. Sorry.
He hasn't hosted in so long that he forgot his own name. I mean, it's like, this happens sometimes, I guess. Yeah, no, so if you haven't been following the most recent episodes, Noah was on quite a big losing streak. He did break it, like, a little bit ago. I forgot what episode that even was. But then he went on he kind of continued it right after that again. So it was almost like he didn't break it at all. But the last episode for you guys was the Ethan Takes Away Points for Visibly No Reason episode. And because John engaged with the topic more than Noah did, he lost more points, thus making Noah win. So it was kind of like a backwards episode.
Yeah, it's funny how that worked out, but hey, I will take it because I'm back in the seat.
But yeah, as for my week, it's been a pretty normal week, I guess. I was working all week. I felt like an old man on Friday because my bones were aching. Because I have a job that I'm just on my feet all day. Plus, I walk to work, walk to and from work, so I'm on my feet basically all day. And yeah, it was interesting. I, you know, work is work, I guess. Not much to say about that. But I did go on a walk today. Today's been kind of interesting because I went on a walk today because it's sunny and it is a little chilly. It's like 40 degrees. But I did go on a little walk today. Went around like a couple blocks and stuff. That was about 1.5 miles. Because I'm trying to stay active all like each day. And because I walk to work, I count that as part of, and because I'm like on my feet all day at work anyway. But Sundays I don't work or don't do anything, so I tried to get a little walk in today. But yeah, pretty mundane other than that though.
Gotcha. And John, how are you doing, you old man?
Yeah, I'm old. Just doing my old person thing. But yeah, it's been a fairly uneventful week. I've been going to school and playing games, you know, as you do.
Imagine furthering your education.
Yeah, imagine.
Couldn't
be me.
I
wish it wasn't me, because it sucks. I hate homework. Homework is literally the worst part of education, and I hate it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. I actually am all good to go for an episode for once. I actually have a sheet for points and whatnot. And yeah. I don't know. Does the host usually do small talk?
Yes. I mean, unless they don't. Unless they literally don't have anything to say.
No, I do have some. Work was all right. Bit of a cold week. It was a little bit warm this week. Not that warm, but a couple days were nice. Other than that, though, it's been a bit colder today. It's like 30s out, but not too bad.
Yeah, this week was so bipolar because, like, it was for me, it was like 70 on Monday, and then it like just dropped to like it was literally snowing 2 days ago. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Like, I forget what day it was for me where I am, but it was, like, so nice one day that I was like, oh, it's so nice. I'm gonna go for a walk. And the next day it was so cold that I was like, oh, I'm gonna stay the fucking side.
Right.
Yeah, for me, where I am, it's been not, like, too terribly cold, but not too terribly hot. So it's, like, good middle ground, which I really like. So
Nice. Alright, so we're good on small talk. Ethan, bud, you got any headlines?
I do, and you guys are probably tired of hearing about it, but, well, actually, it's not the same. It's a little different. But Minecraft Live happened, for us recently. For you guys, this is a month ago, so it's fine. But for us recently, it just happened, and, I honestly didn't watch the previous Minecraft Live because, I don't know, I feel like Minecraft is kind of entering a, kind of, dark stage again. Kind of like in 2017 to 2018, where it's kind of like, there was, the updates were small and weren't that, like, impactful to the game, and there wasn't a lot of fun mechanics. What I've been doing with Minecraft in that time, though, was I was playing, like, horror mods, because horror mods have been surging recently, and I have a series on my channel called Minecraft Tales, and it's a really popular series for the viewers, and I love playing it, because I pick a horror mod, and I kind of know what the monster is, but I don't know anything about it. Like, it's, like, unscripted. I don't script the videos, and so I kind of just go in, and I'm kind of, like, it's kind of like role-playing in a sense that, like, I'm playing a character. But even me, and like, I'm not, like, I don't script it, and so I'm not, like, So when the monster comes at me, I'm like actually terrified. Like, it is genuine fear that you see inside those videos. So that's what I've been doing in the meantime. But the Minecraft Live 2025 just came out for the March anyway. I guess they're doing two shows a year now. And I did watch it, and there's actually some really cool things coming to Minecraft. First of all, Minecraft is getting shaders normally. Like, and the base game is getting shaders.
Oh.
Which, in like, you'd have to go, like, I can't describe it to you, but it looks beautiful. The way they're changing the game, and they show you a time lapse. They show you, like, a comparison of what the new game is going to look like compared to the old game. And it just looks night and day. It's awesome. And, I believe it's coming to Bedrock first, which makes sense, because Bedrock is, like, mainly consoles, and I guess if you have a good PC, Bedrock is good there, too. So, if you have Bedrock Minecraft, it's coming to you guys first, so check it out. I think it's coming in a couple months, from what I heard. So probably summer, it'd be a summer drop, would be my guess. But it just looks, awesome. I think it's called Something Visuals. They named it. It's called Something Visuals, but it's just like I said, it's a 25 minute video. Like they have a on their own channel, the Minecraft channel. They shortened down the live stream to 25 minutes to just show you the highlights basically. And the visual thing looks amazing. I'm so glad it's gonna come. Hopefully my PC is okay to run that. And not only, let's say we're on a server like the SMP, the thing that we haven't done in a while. But let's say John has that setting on, but no one else does. Just because John has the setting on means that the entire server has the setting on. So only one person needs to actually have that setting running in their computer for everyone to get it, which is amazing. So let's see, because John's computer I know can handle the shaders. So if he can have it on, then it won't be affecting my performance because it will be on for me, but I won't be the one that has the setting on. So it's actually a very, very neat idea. They're also bringing new, like, mob variants. So there's, like, different types of chickens coming, different types of cows. So not, instead of just, and they're still the normal ones, mind you. They're still, like, the normal chicken, normal pig, like, that kind of stuff. But there's different, cows. There's, like, a cold cow, which has different horns on it now. So it's all pretty cool. What else was there? They showcased a scene of the movie that's come. I mean, again, for us, the movie already came out. Or for you guys, the movie already came out. For us, it hasn't yet, though. And you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm just getting, Stockholm Syndrome here. But I am starting to like the movie just a little bit from what I've seen of the clips and stuff. Cause they showed, like, a little scene where they went to the village. And, I still am questioning why Jason Momoa was in the movie. I don't know. It's just like, I'm starting to get more liking to Jack Black. I mean, I already liked him as an actor, but for him playing Steve didn't make a lot of sense to me. But I'm starting to warm up to him a little bit. But Jason Momoa's character just seemed weird. But the other characters are nice, and the animation does look a little bit better, than they showed when they first showed the trailer. So I don't know. Maybe I'm starting to get warmed up to it a little bit. But yeah, so that's my headline. So if you've not checked out Minecraft Live, do it. Cause like the previous ones, I can tell you firsthand, they're kind of meh. Like the creaking was cool. It's kind of like a horror creature cause he moves when you don't look at him, which is terrifying. But outside of him, there wasn't really a lot of interesting things that were coming. One thing I forgot to mention is they're making the world more lively. So there's gonna be like random leaves falling off the trees. There's gonna be like those leaves you can actually collect and decorate your base with. There's new sounds coming to the deserts and to like the barren biomes. So when John's digging his hole over there, he's gonna hear like the rushing of sand, the wind and like that kind of stuff. So they're adding all that to the base game. Cause before you could add like mod packs that add that kind of stuff, but now it's coming to the base game, which is awesome. So, yeah, if you have not checked it out and you do like Minecraft, then, check it out. See, and definitely check out, at least check out the visuals, because the shaders they're adding is crazy. It looks awesome. There's reflections in the water. It's beautiful. So, yeah, go check it out.
That's awesome. I mean, especially excited about the shaders, because I've always wanted shaders for Minecraft.
Yeah, and they're coming up, and you have Bedrock, if I recall, they're gonna come to you first, so.
Yeah, and I can't wait to test that out because I have like a, you know, next gen console, so I get to actually test that out.
Yeah, and like I said, it's gonna be awesome that when we're doing the SMP, only one of us needs to turn it on. So like,
either
you or John could turn it on, and then for all of us, it'll be on, which is awesome.
So that's fun. I actually usually don't watch Minecraft Live ever since, you know, Dream on and took one over, but I'll have to go rewatch one.
And I do like that they're just adding mobs without needing to vote. Cause the whole voting thing, I get it was engaging, But two-thirds of the community were going to be upset about it either way, because they only one gets in. And it's like, instead of like being like, oh, we're going to add all three eventually, it's just which one's getting in first. Because then no one's going to be upset. It's going to be like, okay, cool, the penguin gets in first, whatever. But it's just like, oh, these two didn't win. Screw those ideas, they're garbage now. It's like, what do you mean? So,
yeah.
Rest in peace and salute to the Iceologer. He's not gone in our hearts, but he is gone, so.
And with that, do you have a creator showcase?
It's creator showcase or email, Noah.
All right, creator showcase or email. Again, it's been a while since I posted.
I don't think you've hosted one where we've done emails. Now that I think about it.
Has he? Yeah. Wait a minute.
I don't think so. I think we started doing that, and then I started losing for quite a bit.
I swear there was... No, he must have done one. Because he won an episode where I was the host, and then like I said at the beginning of this episode, he won a random episode at some point, like not recently, but recent enough, and then he lost, then he went on a losing streak again, so it was almost like he never even won that one in the first place. But that one episode he did host, that must have been, I don't know if we did an email for that though, maybe that was a creator showcase.
Alright.
Perhaps.
I don't know.
Either way, creator showcase or an email?
Neither. I choose neither. It's like a Pokemon. Okay. I choose Pikachu instead. No, so I have an email here, because I believe last two times maybe was a creator showcase. I don't recall anything. I'm losing all cognitive abilities. Once you go into the workforce, it's just all gone. Your memory is lapsed. I mean, Noah can attest. Noah's been in the workforce too, so he's just like all cognitive abilities.
Once you go into the workforce, your cognitive abilities, your memory, it just starts going.
Exactly.
I have no excuse.
Well, John just needs prune juice constantly anyway, so it's like an IV strapped to him at all times, so, like, you know.
But, yeah, see, me, Ethan, we have those disabilities. John, he just goes on dead.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I have an email here. Again, there's no name attached to it, which is fine, I guess, but if you know you sent this, then you know who you are. But they said, hey guys, I hope you guys are having a good week so far. I just want to let you guys know that I love your podcast. My favorite episode is the Toast to the End of the World episode. It really was sad. It made me really think about how I would spend my last days on Earth. Just wanted to let you guys know that I have an idea for an episode that I would like to share with you. And it's all about, that's not how you spell that word. It's fine. It's, you know, I spell words all the time, so there's no excuse for on my end, but I think it's meant to say conspiracy. It is definitely not the word conspiracy. It's CONSPARICY. So I think I know what you're trying to say, but it is definitely not the word there, but it's fine. Like I said, I spell things wrong all the time. Conspiracy theories, because I think there's a lot of weird ones out there, and you guys have briefly talked about it in an episode before, but you've never made a full-on topic about it. Thank you guys so much for your podcast, and I try to listen to them every day. Well, thanks for listening to them every day. We don't even release one every day, but thank you so much for doing that anyway. And I hope you guys have an amazing week. And again, there's no name attached to this, so I can't shout out your first name. But again, if you send this in, you know who you are. And again, this is similar to the other person's idea. Conspiracy theories is actually on the list already, so we will make sure to get to it at some point in time. I was about to say the creepypasta was the other one I was thinking of. Because creepypasta wasn't actually on the list. I didn't add that one. But there's one recently where someone recommended, oh, it was the dream types, I think. Someone recommended we talk about dream types. And those are both on the list already, so we'll run a step ahead of you. So we will definitely get to conspiracy theories. I think I know what episode you're talking about where we briefly talked about it. Because I think we talked about it a little bit in the... that was the role play rumble, because half of the episode was talking about ways to get fired, like funny or like stupid ways to get fired, and then the other half was talking about conspiracy theory, because I remember John talking about Area 51, and his little cowboy accent there. You're right, we haven't made a full on episode and keep being serious about it, because we were joking the entire time, right?
Yeah.
Not that I believe in any conspiracy theories seriously, but like we take it to a more serious level. So I see what you're saying. Thank you for sending that email. I appreciate that you make an attempt to listen to our podcast every day. Sometimes I can't do that because I'm working and stuff. Appreciate you listening. And it was a decent week. When was this? March 11th, so a little bit ago. March 11th, you know, that week might have been good. I can't remember. It wasn't too bad. I didn't really like Friday, though. This weekend, Friday was kind of bad. Because at work, there's a lot of things that went wrong. So, like, I don't remember exactly how this week went outside of there. But, you know, it was a pretty good week. But we're here today. That's all that matters. So.
Yeah.
And I got a coffee. I got an iced coffee.
Very nice.
What was that?
I said, you got the donuts?
I had both at the same time, no. But it's an iced coffee from someplace that's, we'll go unannounced right now, because Duncan might be listening.
Yeah. Speaking of Duncan, I tried something new from Duncan.
Did you shake that
ass? Did you shake that ass?
No, I didn't shake that ass.
Damn it.
I tried their new pistachio coffee.
You tried a what?
I tried their new pistachio coffee.
Ew.
It was actually pretty good.
To me, like, I like pistachio ice cream. I don't know if coffee goes well with that. Maybe I'm an ignorant fool. Maybe it's something like peanut butter on burgers, where it sounds weird, but when you actually try it, you're like, this is pretty good, actually.
Yeah, that was actually my mindset going into it, like, sounds weird, but then I actually tried it, and I was like, this is actually pretty good.
There's
been plenty of times where I've been like, sounds disgusting. I'll try it.
sounds disgusting. I'll take 12.
Yeah, it's terrible. I'll take 50.
Yeah. Is that only at participating locations? Because I'm not seeing it on my thing.
No, I believe it was even like advertised at one point in time. So
I've been scammed.
I guess so.
Was it iced or was it hot?
It was both. You get iced or hot.
I feel like I'm being led astray. Yeah, no. I legitimately don't have it, so maybe it's only certain participating locations. There it is. Never mind. That's so stupid. Why is it not in the? Okay, Duncan, I gotta take some points off. You're still my bae. All right, listen, and I still want your money. But why is the new like? Because they have a blueberry one too. That's also on the same list. It's in the featured drinks, but it's not in the normal set of all drinks. So when you go to the all section. You know, the thing that means everything at once. Why is that not in that list, but it's only in the feature? That doesn't make any sense. Anyway.
I don't know, bud.
Still shake that S. That's good to know. I didn't know. For some reason, I thought maybe that was ending this month, but I guess not.
No, I think that's going to stay. Either way.
There's no way in hell that stays. Like, that's a promotional thing with Sabrina. There's no... Unless Sabrina, like... I don't know how those work. Because, like, are they paying her, but she would be paying them? Like, I don't get it. But either way, there's no way that's it. I can see maybe the brown sugar coffee staying, but like the Sabrina aspect of it, there's no way in hell that stays.
Right. Anyway, you boys ready to start the episode?
No.
Too bad.
I'm never ready.
I don't care. We're going. Anyway, today we are doing the YouTube title game. Basically meaning, I have these boys' channels pulled up. I am going to give them the first part of one of their YouTube titles, and they have to try and guess the rest of the title. That's how this game works, and that's how they'll earn points today.
Normally, if I was the host, I'd be like, and what are those channels, Noah, for an extra 10 points, but I can't do that.
Oh, yeah, and those channels are FlabSexy Gaming and Jeebens Feebens.
Let's go.
One of them uploads more than the other. I'll give you a hint.
I thought you were just going to stop. That was like, in Lamech terms, one of them's a lazy bastard. That's where I thought that was going. And then he's just like, oh, I'll give you a hint. It's Ethan. And I'm like, oh, okay. That's where it's going.
Right. Just to give you an idea of points so far, if you're curious. John, you've got -4, and John, Ethan, you have 2.
All right, perfect. Seems perfectly balanced, as all things should be.
Yeah. Alright, you boys ready to start?
Sure.
Alright, who wants to go first?
Well, that's your decision, Noah, you're the host.
Alright, good point. Just for that, Ethan, you're going first.
Alright, let's do it!
Alright, let's see how well you know this playlist. Don't play that.
Let's see how well I know my own damn channel. I will say, if John does win, good for him, I guess, but I feel like I have a bit of a disadvantage just because I do upload more, so, like, I have a bit more of a catalog than he does, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright.
Oh, here, while Noah's figuring out another thing that we said kind of off camera, or I was explaining to Noah what this thing was, and the way I explained it is, so once he gives us the title, at least for me, I mean, John might have to do, again, a bit less just because he's uploaded less, but for me, I'm going to have to use context clues to kind of narrow down what video it is, because if it's like, let's say, the biggest jump scare ever, or something like that, but like, oh, the biggest jump scare ever, that's a horror game, has a big jump scare in it, and like that, so I'd have to use context clues in order to figure out what type of game it is.
Yeah, especially since you upload more.
You really just dig it into the. Yeah.
You don't need to dig.
John, what you don't realize is for every time you don't say something about that, I actually make it so you have less negative points.
Why?
John, that doesn't seem bad. John gets screwed part three. Here we go.
Hey, it's either ball tanks or you get negative points.
I don't post that much because I do a lot of procrastination where I'm like, I'll get to it eventually. And then I don't. As well as a lot of the videos that I work on, I like very long projects, you know, like my challenge runs, I have the entire playthrough into one video, which takes a long time to shorten that down. So that's a huge
YouTuber, not a movie producer.
Oh no. A movie would take way longer. But also a movie producer actually works on it. It doesn't procrastinate. It actually, you know, they have a reason to upload because, you know, it's their job. I'm just doing it as.
All right, John, shut up. Ethan, I have one for you.
All right.
All right. The scariest game I've.
No, you gotta say the first whole part of it. You just don't tell me the name of the game that comes after. Well, like.
Let me actually click on the video to make sure that title's right. Okay, yeah, so the title is, well, first part, the scariest game I've played in a while.
Okay, that's, maybe you cut out then for the clip there. Scariest game I've played in a while. Okay, obviously it's a horror game. That's obvious. Scariest game I've played in a while. What would I have said that for? Pair of Eyes, I said, that's like this new observation duty game is awesome, or scary, or whatever I said for that one. That's a great question. Scariest game I've played in a while. I'm ruling out things like, it would have needed to be an indie horror game, I guess. I think for the Backrooms game, I said the best Backrooms game I've ever played, so that's not, I don't think that'd be it. I'm really struggling with this one. I thought, to me, I thought maybe it'd be easier because I literally wrote the titles, but this is actually tricky.
I thought this wouldn't be too hard of a one for you, but I guess I was wrong.
Well, the problem is I play so many damn horror games that they all kind of blend together a little bit after a while. I honestly am getting worried now because I don't know. Scariest game I've played in a while. What would that have been to? I honestly am I'm losing my damn mind.
I want to give you a hint, but I don't know if
no,
I can.
Don't do that. No, what I think we should do, though. Well, I don't know. I don't want your hint to be too obvious, though. If me and John vote for it, because I think, like, let's say we bring it to a vote. Like, if we vote for it and you give us a hint, I just think we earn less points. Like, that's maybe what we could do. Yeah, but I don't want a hint right now because I'm trying to look through it. I know it's not Inside the Backrooms because the first episode of Inside the Backrooms. Well, I shouldn't say the first. Yeah, no, because this sounds like the first episode or something. So, it can't be Inside the Backrooms because I think I called that mowing through the first level or something because I tell John, like, John went into a locker in front of me and, like, so I was just going to die. And I said, John, your ass is grass and I'm going to mow it. So I called it mowing. mowing through the first level.
So, wait, that's where that came from?
Yes, that's where that came from. John lost his shit. It was hilarious.
Your ass is grass. I'm gonna mow it.
Because I just said it out of nowhere. I wasn't even expecting myself to say it. Because I was just so mad that John would screw me over like that.
I know. I just love that quote so much. It's fucking funny.
Yeah. I guess I'll take a hint because I've ruled out so many damn things that I don't know. I'm really hoping it's not a Spooktober episode because Spooktober is gonna screw me.
All right. Your hint is you and John played this together.
Okay, then. So it's definitely not Spooktober, then. Me and John played it.
I think it's you and John. Give me a second.
Well, is my hint that it says with friends at, like, at some point?
No, that's not say with friends. I just saw someone in the video, and I was like, that might be John. Yeah, it is John.
It is John. Wait a minute. It doesn't say with friends, but John's in it?
It does not say with friends.
What the hell? I literally am losing my goddamn mind. There's no way it's Muck. Like, I'm just rolling through all the different things I played with John. Tabletop Simulator makes absolutely no sense. Terraria, I don't remember, but there's no way in hell that makes sense either. Inside the Backrooms can't be it. That says mowing through, like, I swear it says something about mowing through the level or something, because I made the joke about John's ass is grass. I have lost. Wait, we need to go deeper. There's no way that's it, though. I think I just gotta take the L or something, because, like, I've been scrolling through, like, my own mind for a while, because it's like, Unrailed, can't be, Raft, can't be, it can't be either of the Backrooms games, it can't be Faz, because that doesn't make any sense, it can't be Boomin, because I didn't call it that, like, I'm just, like, I've ruled out everything, so, like, I'll just take the L on this one.
Okay. Well, I was gonna say, do you want to lock in a guess, but, alright.
Well, here, I'll lock in... But I know it's wrong, but I'll lock in frickin' maybe it is Boomin. I'll lock in Boomin episode number one.
Alright. You're gonna kick yourself when you hear this.
I'm sure.
It's inside the Backrooms.
There's no shot it's inside the Backrooms.
I remembered that one, and I actually knew it when he said it.
6,000 subscriber special.
Oh, it's... Oh, no! I forgot that wasn't even in the playlist. That's not on the playlist, though, because that's like that was a subscriber special, so I didn't think that was... Oh, my God, I'm like... That's unbelievable. Yeah, now that I think about it, that's what it was called, wasn't it? I hate everything.
Yeah, that's what it was called, bud.
I was just thinking of, like, the mowing, because I forgot that video even happened, because I remember the mowing through the first level or whatever. Why did I think of that? Because if it's called mowing through the first level, we would have had some perceived knowledge to mow through that level. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I think, because we did the subscriber special, and then we went to do it again, and, like, it didn't save my progress or something. And so we were like, all right, let's just bum rush it. And then we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn it.
All right. John, it is your turn, my friend.
Very nice.
Yep. Your title is... Simply put, I made a mistake.
Ah, yes. I made a mistake. I loved that movie. That's fairly recent. Comparatively to, After the Epilogue.
Okay,
that's what he said. He gets to say it. I
didn't care to give you a more recent one when Ethan's was, a while
ago. My thing is, I think John has an advantage anyway, just because how less he uploads.
You have your point.
I'll just give it to him, because if he's in the negatives anyway, so let's just let him have this one.
I know the game. It's the actual, episode number is what I'm going to be... I have to think about it a bit more. Because I know it's God of War. The name of the video might be God of Pie, but it's... God of War was the only...
You have a whole series called God of Pie, I'll give you that.
Yes. I'm going to go with episode 17.
Oh, you're two off episode 15.
Damn.
All right, Ethan, it's back to you.
Great.
Yeah.
Can't wait to get every episode wrong.
I know, I'm actually quite nervous.
Here's the thing, I have 1,700 episodes. Like I guarantee, 1,500 of them are horror games. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, I'm going to give you one that... You might know or you might not, but I guess we'll see.
Alright, go ahead.
Alright. I am giving you... I can't believe you've done this.
Oh, I remember writing that. I can't believe you've done this. That's gotta be either a With Friends or a Couch Co-op episode. I can't believe you've done this. That could be a horror game, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. I could see... An episode, I can see it being I can envision right now, John screws me over, and that's why I can title it that. But I don't know what that would have been in, is my problem. That could also be, another reason I think it might not, that might not even be a horror game, that might even be a Far Cry game or something.
Dino there?
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's not a Far Cry game based on those responses, so that helps a little bit.
Yeah. Just when you have the answer in front of you and then you hear Far Cry, it's a little hard not to laugh.
Well, thank you for your help. I appreciate it. Cool. Don't think Lethal Company makes sense. I'm assuming this is with someone. Oh, you know what I think it is? Wait a minute. Is it Unrailed, maybe? Because I could see that being titled after Noah blowed everyone and everyone up. I can see that being it. Oh, you know what? I forgot this existed. This could be like Mario Party or something. It's like, it could be someone screwed the hell out of me or something. It's like, that's why it's titled that. But I don't know, like, there's so many damn Mario Parties that there's no shot in hell I get any of them. I'll take a hint just because I want to see where I'm narrowing down. So I'll take a hint.
So, you said this before, and I will give it to you. It is with friends.
Well, that's not exactly helpful.
I don't know if this would be more of a hint, but it was a year ago that you posted this.
Yeah, I mean, that's almost less. So I was with friends in a year. That does help a little bit. I was with friends in a year ago.
Yeah. By the way, you're not allowed to go to your channel and look.
I've not been doing that, thank you.
Yeah, obviously.
It's kind of the kind of why it's a game. I don't know. With friends. So, okay. I guess I'll lock it unrouted. Like, maybe I'm just not doing this right.
So it is, I can't believe you've done this, Uno with friends 1.
Oh, Uno? Yeah, I forgot that existed. I forgot that game existed just purely because it didn't run that well on my PC, so like we haven't actually gone back to it ever. Oh, you know what? It's the the thumbnail is like with Ryan Reynolds looking at a thing of 4 + 4s, right? Oh my god, I remember making that thumbnail too. I can't believe it.
Yeah. This has been very fun for me.
I'm just this is crazy. I can't do it.
I'm fucking loving this.
Bada ba ba ba, I'm not loving it.
Yep.
I mean, John technically didn't get his either, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John, bud, it's your turn. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, that's just perfect. All right, your title is, and I thought 2020 was bad.
That's a great title.
Okay. I have a couple ideas. I don't remember writing that.
I thought 2020 was bad.
You wrote it. You fucking did write it.
I'm going to go with Infamous Part 1.
Oh, nope. It is Doom Eternal Episode 1.
That makes so much sense. That makes so much sense. And,
yep.
That's a great title.
Cause I was thinking Infamous because there's a quarantine in that one.
Oh, that does make sense.
Yes, it does make sense, but unfortunately, not right.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Let me adjust the points.
What I'm seeing here, John, is that we're just terrible YouTubers. Like, we don't know anything about our own channels.
You don't know your own channels, you don't know your audience.
We know our audience, we just don't know the channels.
No, I'm kidding. No. Alright, there is one I really want to get. We are going... That's not a bad title. Sayori, I choose you.
Okay, that's easy, because that's DDLC 1,000,000%. Now, the number is going to be interesting. Okay, this was DDLC. This was a long, long, long time ago, because I haven't played DDLC in years. Well, I guess not technically, because I made a mod for it. What number would that have been? Okay, I called the first episode something, or like, everything's perfectly normal or something. Second episode was, I don't remember. I don't think it would have been that, though. There's no way in hell it's the second episode. Oh, you know what? I Choose You was, that was during the other ending route, because I believe we had played through the first, like, we had played through the game first, and then I think we, like in the original game, we chose Natsuki. And so that's why it's called Sayori, I Choose You, because we were going after her that time. What number would that have been, though? How many episodes did we even do that game? There's one. How many episodes can I remember? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 base ones, probably, and then there's a bunch of, like, and there's, like, a bunch of, like, the DLC or whatever. It wasn't DLC, but whatever. If we did 6 core episodes, then we started a Sayori run, then by basic math and numbers, it should be Sayori, I Choose You, DDLC number 7. I think
7.
Okay, I didn't even lock that in, but thank you. Alright, I'll take it. I probably would have locked it in anyway, because I'm remembering the 6 episodes. I don't remember the titles of them. But I just remember, like, the first one's called, like, a normal game or something. Like, it's nothing suspicious here, like, type of thing. And then... Yeah. I don't recall any of the other. I think one's called like Something's Very Wrong or something, but I don't recall like all the titles. But I remember we I think number 6 was the Just Monica episode. That's where you meet Monica, or not you meet her. You like show like do a final showdown or whatever. But then the next episode would have been the that would have been the next start of the next run. So yeah, that makes sense.
All right, John, bud, your turn. All right, your title is Where Is My Son?
I've actually watched that one.
Yeah, that is... I think I actually watched this one recently, if I recall correctly. That would be one of the very first episodes I ever made. That would be The Forest Part 1.
That is exactly correct, bud.
Hey, we got something for once.
Yeah, let's go!
We both got one for once, actually. So let me adjust the points...
It only took us 40 minutes in the episode, but we finally got one, John.
Yep, 40 minutes later, and you both got one. So it seems you guys do know your channels, at least a little bit.
Not really, still. We did lose the previous 3 or whatever.
We did not do well.
Yeah, we have like 1 out of 3 so far or something.
Yep. All right, Ethan, bud, you ready?
I'm always ready.
Sure you are. Your title is... Yeah, that works. Your title is Wake Up, Lieutenant.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm already envisioning this. It's the thumbnail is Connor from Detroit Become Human slapping the hell out of Hank. I think, again, it's the number that's going to confuse me. Okay, if it was Wake Up, Lieutenant, that means that's Connor breaking into his house. That happens sort of in the middle of the game. Because they go to the middle of the game, then they go to the Eden Club right after. Yes, okay, that's kind of, sort of in the middle. Maybe closer to the beginning, though, than the middle. What number would that have been? How many even episodes were there? Because I don't want to start going into, like, the genocide run, because that's, like, there's, like, 4 episodes of that. If it's near the beginning, but sort of, because it's before Marcus does his speech. So, and that was episode 5. Because I remember titling that, like, Fight Freedom Fight or something. Then I did, like, Stand Your Ground, which was number 7, because that was the biggest episode. Because that's when, like, the everything went down in that episode. So it's before all that, which means, if I'm correct, it should be between 1 and 4. I remember the episode 1, it's not episode 1, because that's called Andrew's Takeover, and that doesn't happen that fast anyway. One of them's called From the Dead... Was that the second episode? From the Dead. That's when Marcus... No, because that's when Marcus awakens. So that has to be episode 2. And then... I know there's one called, like, They Killed Someone Already or something like that, because my brother and sister were the ones making the decisions. And they killed Connor, I think, immediately. Or no, they killed the dude that was interrogating. 28 stab wounds! They got him killed. So it sounds like if I'm correct, I really hope I am, it sounds like it should be the 4th one. Unless I'm mixing up 2 and 3, then that'd be an issue.
And you are right, but that is the 4th one.
Alright, again, didn't lock it in, but alright.
Hey, just take it at this point, okay?
No, I never take anything.
Alright, John, bud, you ready?
Sure.
Alright. Your title is Given the Cold Shoulder.
Okay, so that's sometime during Infamous 2, because it's named after one of the, like, things you can do to get a little bit extra experience with killing an enemy. I gotta say, it's not too early on. Maybe, like, the 2nd or 3rd stream, which would mean it would be somewhere between 4 and 7. We're going to go with Infamous 2, Episode 5.
It was Infamous 2, Episode 6.
Oh, hey. One off? That sucks.
Yeah, one off.
That sucks.
All right, Ethan, bud. Your turn again. You ready?
I mean, I'm on a winning streak right now. This might break right here, but we'll see.
I feel like if I really wanted to, I could make a break.
I'll never forgive you. Ethan will remember that.
I was really hoping you would make that reference. All right, let's see how well... Oh, yeah, this works. Oh, I love this, so we're doing it. Your title is Fishing Away Our Problems.
Fishing Away Our Problems? Okay. That's gotta be either Raft or... What other game is fishing? I mean, we fished in Minecraft, but that's not even uploaded yet. So no, I can't see that one. Yeah, it's gotta be... Actually, that has to be Raft. Because no other game I played has fishing in it. Unless, like, we played Don't Starve, like, a while ago, and maybe that game had fishing in it, but I don't even think we even did that. Okay, it's gotta be Raft. That's the only game I can think of that has, like, fishing as a main mechanic. It's definitely not the first one, because it's called Stuck in the Ocean or whatever. One of the episodes is called, like, Upgrading the Raft or something, because we were, like, we finally got the sail or something. I think that's why I titled it that. I don't remember what the other one was. I think there's... How many episodes are even out right now? There's probably, like, 5 episodes that are out right now. And I think there's 8 episodes, and, like, 3 of them are not uploaded yet. I'm gonna say... Fishing happened early, though, is the thing. Like, you really... I mean, but you kind of fish throughout the game, so maybe it's still a later episode. Why would I have called it Fishing Away Our Problems? Maybe because, like, we were being attacked constantly or something? Or maybe we got to, like... Oh, you know what? Maybe... This was the episode where I kept getting attacked by that damn bird that always just drops stones on you because it hates your face. And I think I was trying to fish while that was happening, so I think that's why I called it that. What episode even was that, though? I don't think that episode's even up, though.
Clearly it is.
The episode that I have.
Oh. Yeah, but, like, that's the thing, John. It's like, might not be the episode he's talking about. It's not 1, it's not 2, I don't think, anyway. I think it's either 2 or 3. That's called Upgrading the Raft, because that makes the most sense. Because we got the sale pretty early, or like we got the sale like an hour or so into the stream or whatever. So I'm psyching myself out again. I'm just gonna stop stalling. I'm just gonna go. My gut has been saying Raft this entire time, so it's got to be Raft. If it's not, I'll cry. It's Raft episode. I don't think it's 5. That's episode 5 is cut to, like, Axel's sea shanty or something, because that's when Axel was, like, singing about how he's dead and, like, how we weren't reviving him or something. So I think it's gotta be 4. I'm gonna lock in Raft with Friends 4.
That is exactly correct, my guy.
I can't believe it. was I right? Was the 5th one called Axel Sea Shanty and the 1st one was called Stuck in the Ocean or whatever? Was I right?
The 1st one is called Stuck in the Ocean. Unfortunately, I can't see the 5th one, so...
Oh, the 5th one's not even out yet. Okay, so good thing I didn't say 5, because that would have been just completely wrong.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist.
Well, it exists, and yeah. It's not existing for everybody else.
Yeah.
It's not uploaded. Alright, John, it's your turn again. You ready?
Yep.
Alright, ooh. Oh, I love that title. I'm using it. Alright, John, your title is Bony Boys with Dad Jokes.
Okay, so it's Undertale. I think there's only, like, 2 Undertale episodes that's been uploaded.
Wait, did you say Bony Boys or Bunny Boys? Because I heard Bunny Boys.
Bony Boys with Dad Jokes.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, okay, I already know what this one is.
Yeah, so I think it's when we meet Sans, which would be the 1st or 2nd episode. There's only, like, 2 episodes, I think, that are uploaded.
Yeah, because as we said in the first beginning of this episode, John doesn't upload that much.
Yep, John doesn't upload that
much. I'm going to go with episode 2. I feel like episode 1 would be like, oh, well, this is a new area, a new thing. So I'll go with episode 2 of Undertale.
And that is exactly correct. You guys are really having me...
I mean, John's...
Well, I mean, it's narrowed down to 2.
I was going to say, John's was narrowed down to 2, mine was narrowed down to 4. So that one was a little bit easier. But
load.
Did he die?
He might have.
No, mine didn't die. Did you die?
Might have.
Dying's inevitability, guys. Happens to all of us.
I would.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, that was
time's always cooking.
Time is only a construct that mankind came up with.
We never know how much time we have left.
That is true. You die today, tomorrow.
If I had the Unus Honus soundboard, I would do it.
Son of a bitch, I can't use that playlist. It only has 1 fucking episode in it.
I mean, here's the thing, though. That might can, like, depending on the title, it might slip me up because I might think it's something else. Like you, like one playlist, one episode's thing might not matter. But John, like bony boys with dad jokes, like for just using basic context clues should get him the answer. But
yeah,
for me, I've done so many one-off episodes that it might confuse the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Unless the title is super explanatory of what the game is, then it might be obvious, but...
It's not. I'm doing it.
All right.
Ethan, your title is Meet Cappy.
Oh, Meet Cappy? Oh, that's Super Mario Odyssey number one, man.
Yep. Yeah, you got that right off the bat.
Because Cappy's only in Mario Odyssey. And I think we did do a second episode, but it got corrupted, and so I never uploaded it.
All right, John, it's already your turn again.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, right? Oh, this works, I think. Never mind. No, the fuck it doesn't.
Okay.
It just, the title is I Play God of War number one. Like, that's all it says.
That'd be hilarious. I don't think I've ever named it, game that.
No, but it'd be funny. Like, that's why I said it doesn't work. Cause it's just you saying the title of the game in the game. Or in the title, whatever.
Yeah. All right, John, I have one. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Your title is Sharks, Squids, and Suffering.
Oh, I know what episode that is. I think I watched that one.
Sharks, Squids, and Suffering. Okay. I vaguely remember this title.
After John locks in his answer, I want to lock in an answer. Not for points, but I want to lock in an answer just because I think I know what it is.
What is... Okay. I'm trying to think what would be a game that has sharks, squids, and suffering.
Those in order, though, that's the order comes in. You meet the squids, sharks, squids, and then suffering.
It's so funny to hear him say this while I have the answer in front of me.
Yeah, I think I know what it is, but I'm not going to say it until after John locks in his answer.
You could text me if you want.
Oh yeah, oh, that's true. I could do that. I don't know the number, but I know what game it is 100%.
There were a handful of games when I made the titles, I was like, I like the alliteration. And so there's a couple of different games that have titles like this.
Mm-hmm.
I am really drawing a blank. I'm going to be kicking myself when I find out the answer. My gut keeps saying Kingdom Hearts 3. That doesn't sound right, though.
I know, I sent you what I think it is.
Yeah. You'll begin my reply here shortly.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I knew it was that game, I just didn't know, like, I don't know what number it would be, but...
Maybe it's a game that's really difficult? Because suffering is, like, I must have been, like, dying a lot. that doesn't help. I'm gonna go with... I don't think this is gonna be correct, but I can't think of any other things. I'm gonna go with, Kingdom Hearts, let's go episode 11.
Nope, buddy, it was We Need to Go Deeper, episode 1.
Yeah,
you know,
because
I completely forgot I made a video on that.
Yeah, because I watched the four, because you made four, I think, so I watched the main four, because in the fourth episode where it's like, it says John's marrying Axel or whatever, so it was really funny, but I remember the episode title, Squid, Sharks, and Suffering or whatever, because the AI was so damn stupid in the first, like, run we had.
I completely forgot we played We Need to Go Deeper, and that I made a video on it.
Right.
That makes sense. Damn.
Alright. Ethan, buddy, I've got one for you. Ready?
Yep.
Your title is two words, Zap Away.
Okay, that is Leave the Company. I know that because that's a reference to the Zap Gun. What episode would that have even been, though? So that's with friends, so that's not the first episode, because the first episode was solo. Zap Away, I remember, I actually uploaded this sort of recently, not really, but... The first one's called the first one with friends is called, like, This Company is Terrible or something along the lines. And then the second one is, I remember specifically titling it, like, Getting Attacked by Literally Everything or something, because, like, me and John just got absolutely annihilated. Then the fourth one I remember titling called Keep Looking at Him or something, or like Stare at Him or something, because it's when we first meet the Coil Heads. And then the fifth episode I uploaded like literally last week, and it's called like Rejecting the Company or something, because like we just said, screw the company, we're on our own. Which means, by proxy of elimination, it's gotta be number 3. So I'm gonna lock in Leave the Company with Friends number 3.
It is number three, but Jesus, you got your playlist on Lords of Wrong.
There's no way in hell. The first episode's solo. The second episode's called, or like the third one with friends is called like Getting Attacked by Literally Everything. The one with friends with four is definitely the Coilhead one called Stare at Him or something. And then the fifth one is called Rejecting Company. I know those are correct. The second one I might be hazy on, but I know those are correct.
All right, Ethan, not Ethan, John. You ready?
Yep.
John, your title is Rocket Man's Biggest Enemy.
What?
Yes. I think that meant to be a comment there, but I know what you're talking about. Okay. That is one of the Fallen Order videos, because one of my runs ended because of a guy with a rocket launcher.
Most of my run-ins are lost with a man with a rocket launcher, so that makes sense.
Yeah, that's fair.
It wouldn't be the first one, because that one would be more like, I think the first one I called Can I Beat Fallen Order Without Dying? So it's probably the second or third one. I'm trying to think. It was before I started doing, like, I did the one run when two. So it's probably two. I'm gonna go two. I'm gonna put that in.
Yeah, it's episode two, bud.
Yeah, it's cool.
Alright. Alright, Ethan, your turn, bud.
Alright.
Your title is No, This Can't Be Happening.
No, This Can't Be Happening. That could literally be anything. I literally have no idea. So I'm going to take a hint right off the bat, because that could literally be anything to me.
You uploaded this 2 months ago. That's literally the only hint I could give.
2 months ago? Well, 2 months ago, if I recall, my thing was kind of stagnant. Because I think I was, like, getting a job or something. Or no, I already had my job, but I think my job was getting more ridiculous or whatever.
Uh-huh.
No, this can't be happening. 2 months ago. What was I playing 2 months ago? I played Portal 2 2 months ago. Would I have titled that? I played Into the Pit 2 months ago as well. Because that would have been near Christmas, sort of. I played Road 96. I mean, I've been playing Road 96, but I don't think that would have been it. I was playing Far Cry 6. Oh, you know what I think it is? Wait a minute. I think it's Portal 2, because I remember I had a really good, like, the Wheatley character guy. So for people that played Portal 2, he was my favorite character in the game, like, at the start of the game, because he was hilarious, he was joking, he was super sarcastic, which I love sarcasm, because it's, like, 90% of my personality. And so I loved him as a character, and then I believe in... Can you stop doing whatever it is you're doing? Thank you. As I was saying before, I was really enjoying it. He was my favorite character, and in episode three or four, he turns evil, and I'm like, no, this can't be happening, he's my favorite character. And I think that's what I titled it. Is it three or four, though? It happens in the middle of the game, or is that the beginning? No, you have a good amount of time with him before he turns evil. But I played, like, it was like, there was like an hour long each episode, though, so, like, it would be number three, it'd be the 3 hours in. How even long is Portal 2? I mean, Portal 2's length depends on how stupid or smart you are. So, and I was pretty stupid. So, I could see this being either three or four. It's definitely not one or two. It's definitely not anything above four, because that wouldn't make any sense. I'm just gonna go with, I think it happens earlier than I think it does, so I'm gonna say I'm gonna lock in number three. Portal 2, episode 3.
That is 100% correct.
I can't believe it. I was worried you were going to say, nope, it's four, and I was going to cry.
Yeah, no, you got that right. You're good. All right. John, you ready, bud?
Or.
Title is, These Enemies Are Literal Garbage.
These enemies are literally garbage?
Okay.
Watch it be like a Plants vs. Zombies game or something.
I think that is, if I remember correctly, I remember writing that. I believe the enemies I'm referring to are actually made of garbage. Or trash. It might be an Infamous video. because there's a group of enemies that they're called the trash baggers, and they literally have a trash bag on their head. So that's like not middle of the game, but not late in the game. I'm gonna go with Infamous Episode 7.
Oh, Infamous Episode 3.
Oh wow, really? You're way off.
Early on. Oh yeah, it was way off. Yeah, interesting. I gotta look back at that.
Yeah. All right, Ethan, yours are in.
All right.
If my computer ever loads, there we go. Your title is, She Just Gave This Kid a Grenade.
Yeah, okay. That's Far Cry. That's New Dawn, because the people in there are literally unhinged as hell. What episode was that, though? I know it's Far Cry New Dawn. She just gave this kid a grenade. I remember writing that. Because she does. The villain in the game always throws a kid a live grenade. Okay, the first episode was like, something's bad here. Like, something like that. Then the second episode was like, about Jerome. Third episode, I don't remember. Fourth episode, wasn't the third episode like, someone come get your grandma or something? Because like, there's a granny you can befriend in the game. Then episode 5 or 6, there's an episode, because there's a character in the game called Ethan, and there's an episode called I'm in the Game or something. Then there's another episode called Ethan versus Ethan. But that's like the last episode or something. She just gave this kid a grenade. That's probably early on, because that's when they first reached the prosperity or whatever it's called. It's not number one, it's not number two. It's either 3 or 4. Because I think it's number 5 was the one where it's like, I'm in the game! Or whatever.
Right.
You know what? Number 3 was right last time, so I'm going number 3 again. Far Cry New Dawn, number 3.
That is exactly right, buddy.
Let's go! 3's not even my lucky number!
Alright. Jean, your turn. You ready?
You gotta be.
And you don't also have a choice in the matter, so, you know. God damn it, that's not gonna work. You only have one fucking episode in that playlist.
As compared to the 2 episodes of Undertale you gave him previously?
I have only done one Undertale one.
Well, that's what I mean. There's only 2 episodes in Undertale, if he even has an Undertale playlist, but... With Jonathan, I don't think you need a new playlist, because he doesn't upload as much as I do, so you won't need to... Like, scrolling won't do much for it.
Yeah, you can really just go through it and like scroll through it. It wouldn't be that big of a deal.
God, could you upload more, John, please?
I just ignore my responsibilities and upload more.
John, just be a filthy YouTuber and just upload more. I mean, come on, man.
Right, John, I have an episode for you. I mean, a title for you.
Okay.
Public Enemy Number 1.
Mm-hmm. I think I also know what that one is. I remember seeing that title.
Yeah, that is a good... That might be when I was doing my evil playthrough of Infamous, because I was like, evil. So you'd be like, I mean, I'm one. But I feel like it's the same playlist. You know, I can go and play this now, so that could be it. I feel like it's gotta be something where, like, it's a more evil character or a more... against the law character. We're gonna go... I think I called it Season 2 when I did the evil playthrough, so I'm gonna go Infamous Season 2 Episode 1.
You are not even remotely correct. This is Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, I remember seeing that video.
Yeah, because you're literally just like, you blow up a factory, and then you're on the run from the police.
Yeah.
So it's pretty public on me. Again, that's one that I did only a handful of episodes on, and then I was like, I don't feel like finishing this, and then didn't.
All right, Ethan, you're ready, bud.
Uh huh.
Don't worry, I'm not giving you Uno again.
Okay. Just give me Uno again. Yes, you give me Uno again. Just straight up lies to me.
I mean, don't worry, you can trust me.
Alright, Ethan, your title is Why Did We Do This?
Okay, that I automatically remember because it's Muck, and I think, again, I think it's episode 3 or 4 again, but it's when, so it's our first encounter with the boss, and this is our first playthrough, it's our first encounter with the boss, John just gets instantly, like, it spawns right next to him, so he gets wiped, and then Axel goes to fight it, and he wanted me to help him fight it, but I try to stay back, because I'm like, if we all die, it's game over. But if I live, I can go, like, revive the homies. But he really wanted me to join in the fight, so I did. And then I got killed, and then Axel got killed, so I told him, why did we do this? Because, like, why did we ever fight this guy? Is it episode 3 or 4 again, though? Oh, man. You know what? It's been three times in a row. It's been three twice, meaning it's got to be the third one again. So I'm going, why did we do this? Muck number 3.
It is number 3.
Let's go! Number 3 again. It strikes.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember. At least I remember it was Muck.
Alright, John, it's your turn again. You ready?
Yep.
By the way, I'm noticing a surprise lack of Batman videos on your channel.
Yeah, I mean, I've done the other games. I mean, I did the Time of Death, and I'm getting close to finishing that. Rather close to finishing Arkham Asylum.
Do you even Batman, bro?
Apparently not.
No.
You're
no,
saying
no,
you don't want to see Joker in a thong?
I don't.
All right. John, but I've got one for you. It is called Chainsaws and Burning Barn.
Okay. That's a Resident Evil 4 episode. That was one that I was like, I don't know. Like, I literally have nothing else for it. Burning Barns. That's when you fight. Okay, so this is when you fight the twin chainsaw sisters.
The twin chainsaw sisters? What the hell?
I don't know if that's what they're called, but there's two women with chainsaws that you have to kill. And most people call them, like, the twin chainsaws or the chainsaw twins or something like that. And then you fight the village chief. So that's after you do that. So it's not, this is probably maybe from the last batch of videos. So it would be episode, it's either 5 or 6, I think. We're gonna go to episode 5.
You're off by 1, Resident Evil Part 6.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Alright, Ethan, back to you.
Alright, I said we do like 2 more for each of us, and then we gotta end it there.
Alright, sounds good. Trapped in Purgatory.
Trapped in Purgatory. Great question. Trapped in Purgatory. I mean, that immediately tells me Ultimate Custom Night, but I don't think that would have been it. That also could be Inside the Backrooms again, with that stupid, stupid sewer level that no one liked, mind you.
It's like that, everyone hated that.
Everyone hated that, yeah. Everyone disliked that. Yep. It could be that. What else could it be? Oh, you know what? It could also be that one episode of We Need to Go Deeper where literally we, like, were stuck in that volcano area because the damn turtles would not stop spawning. That could be it, too. So there's those three for sure could be it. What else could make sense? I'm ruling out, like, most, like, normal games. Like, this is probably a horror game, would be my guess. So there's no way in hell it's Far Cry. Mario Party's out of the question. I think maybe it is that we need to go deeper episode, but I don't know what number that would even be. It was our, like, what, that was like a, was that like a third run or something? That might have been a third run, which means it's gotta be like, maybe that was our first run. No, I don't think we made it that far in our first run. That would have definitely had to have been a different run. I think the first episode was called, like, In the Middle of the Ocean with Friends or something. And then one, it's 2 or 3, is called, like, We Get Trolled by an AI for an Hour Straight or something. Like, cause, like, that was John's first episode, right? Was the suffering one, so maybe that would actually be the second episode then. If I get this by going off of John's thing, that's gonna be hilarious.
It is.
I don't know what. If that's the second one, I don't know what the third one is. I don't think that would be called the third one, though. And, you know what? Now that I think about it, Noah wouldn't have picked the third one anyway. There's no shot. So, it can't be the third one. I don't even remember the name of that one. There was an episode called We Went Too Deep, because, like, we cycled back, and, like, there's these horrific monsters that come out at you again. Then there's one called, like, there's one that's called John Disconnects. It's really funny, because John literally disconnects from the game, like, three different times in that episode.
Yeah, I remember that one, because I was like, you know what, I'm going to get a sandwich.
That's hilarious, I didn't actually know that. I should have titled it John Goes to Get a Peanut Butter Sandwich, but maybe you just didn't tell us that you were doing that. I think it's got to be either, like, 4, 5, or 6. Because I think it was late into, like, a different run. Trapped in Purgatory. What even... I'm trying to think of the thumbnail, too. I think the thumbnail was... I don't remember. Maybe that was the... No, the Guardian one wasn't even a number, because that was, like, a Christmas special, like, a birthday bash or something. I forget. I'm just going to say... Trapped in Purgatory number 5. I'm gonna hope it's number 5.
It was number 4.
Damn it! I'm so close.
Yeah. So close, yeah, so far.
That sucks. Alright. At least I knew it was we needed to go deeper. At least I was right about that. I just didn't know the number.
Yeah. You're right about the game, just not the number.
I thought I might have been inside the back rooms, because I could see myself tiling that for the sewer level. But I think that one's called, like, one of them's called, like, Reworked and Reagitated, and the other one's called, like, the other one's called Pain and Suffering, I think. So I think that's why I kind of ruled that one out a little bit, but.
Gotcha.
Alright,
John.
Second to last one for John.
Yep. You ready?
Yep.
Your title is simply Trebuchet Troubles.
I know this one.
Okay. Yeah, that's one with. We were playing the Moonfall Flat. How many of this video did make is the thing? Because we only did one stream, so it's not that many. I'm gonna go with episode 2.
That is correct.
Nice.
All right, Ethan. I believe this is
the last one for me. So make it a good one.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry, I'm gonna make it a good one, and also, I really hope you remember this one, because you'll find out.
Alright. It's gonna be a Minecraft with Friends episode, isn't it?
No.
Sure. That's unbelievable.
That's unbelievable. That definitely sounded unbelievable.
Alright, your title, Ethan, is A Grave Mistake.
Oh, again, that could be freaking anything. A Grave Mistake. A grave mistake. Frickin' anything, man. We made so many damn mistakes in every game.
Nothing but mistakes.
There's nothing but mistakes. It's not like I'm gonna rule out like stuff that's funny, because that doesn't make sense. Like Golf with Friends was just like there's no way in hell. Far Cry could be actually.
But he's just one up, John.
He just gave me Far Cry, though. I don't know if that'd be it.
God damn it, John. You need to upload more.
Yeah. So you say.
I'm not talking like a little bit more. Not like a lot. Just a little bit. A little bit more effort would be nice.
What was it?
Well, a little bit more effort?
It was called A Grave Mistake, right? So like not like the biggest mistake or like just a grave mistake?
Yeah, A Grave Mistake.
I don't know what I would have titled that. I know Far Cry 5 had an episode called, like, I Don't Want to Do This or something, but that wouldn't have been obviously it. Is it a horror game? Like, if it's a horror game... Oh, maybe it's Boomin'. Because that's, like, in that game, the entire game is a mistake because you're stealing from ghosts. It's a stupid idea. It could also be... I don't know if Noah's playing a 5-head move here. It could also be an actual Minecraft with Friends episode, because if I recall, I did die in the Nether with a lot of shit, and I remember being super upset about that. Would I have titled it that, though, or did I title it, like, what would I have titled that? Yeah, I would have titled that A Great Mistake. Because if I recall, I'm like, oh, he's gonna give me a Minecraft Friends one, and Noah's like, no. And it, you know, granted, it didn't sound that convincing, but maybe he was like, did that to be like play a five hand move and be like, oh, I'm still gonna give him one anyway, sucker. Maybe it is Minecraft with Friends, but I don't know what the hell number that even be. If it is the Nether one I'm thinking of, it'd be super late into the series. Because I didn't go into the Nether until way late. So, I think there's actually... How many episodes of Minecraft Friends is there? There's the Uncut Uncensored, Finding a Stronghold on the third episode. So I'm missing the second one, whatever the second one is. There's like one that's called like Starting a Civil War or something, because I start a war. There's one called I Hate Glow Squids, if I recall. I think that's like number five or something. There's like a Christmas special one that I think is actually in the playlist, but I don't know if I titled it that. There's one called Into the Nether, Going Into the Nether or something like that, right? But what number even is that? Maybe that's number, like, again, I think there's only like 14 episodes of the series. And if I recall, like I said, the Nether one would have had to have been super late, if that's even the one I'm thinking of. But there is two Nether ones. Because one's called Into the Nether, like Going Into the Nether, like I said, and then one I think might have been where I died, but would I have called it a grave mistake? Because did I die because I made a mistake, or did I die because I just got overrun with piglins? I'm trying to remember. I think I died because they hit me into lava and I literally couldn't do anything about it or something, and that's why, oh, maybe that's why, wait, that might be it. Because I think I died in the lava because I couldn't do anything, and then I, not only did I lose all my stuff, but the lava burned all of it, so like there's literally no way to go back and get it. Maybe I titled it a great mistake because I literally couldn't go back and get any of it. That could be it. Well, what number even is that? Oh no. Let's see, there's 14 episodes. I listed like the first four. Because there's the Uncut Uncensored, that's number one. Third episode, I don't know what the it's definitely not the second episode, but whatever the second episode is. Starting a Civil War is like number five or something. Glow Squids might be number six, that might have been right after that. And I'm drawing a blank on like seven through ten, basically. I think it's gotta be episode, or it's gotta be after episode 10. So I'm gonna lock in, it wasn't the 13 or 14, because one of them's called like I Troll Noah for like 39 minutes or whatever. That's like one of the last ones. If not the last one, actually. So I'm gonna say, if it's after 10, the end to the Nether one, if I'm correct, would have been number 11. So I'm gonna say a great mistake, Minecraft with Friends, number 12. I'm gonna lock it in.
That is 100% correct.
Are you kidding me? I got that?
What?
Oh my god, that's insane. My brain is so big right now. Literally, okay.
Look, bud.
I don't even have my browser pulled up right now, so it'll take a while to load. I can't believe I got that, because were you looking through the players? Was I getting some things right, or was I completely wrong on everything?
You got most of everything right. I was actually surprised.
Oh my god, I can't believe it. Yeah, because I'm just like scrolling through, like, it had to be episode 10. And if there's one called Into the Nether, it can't be number 11 by that standard, meaning, and I don't think it's number 13 or 14, because one of them is titled I Trolled Noah, and that was after I died. So it's gotta be, like, it's gotta be number 12 or 13. And I'm like, I think 13 was the Trolling Noah episode, so I said I'm locking in 12. I can't believe it.
Yeah. You got that correct.
What was that, like 2022? That was so long ago.
That was 2 years ago.
That's insane.
Yeah. All right, John. I don't really see the point in doing this last one, but you're...
This is just amazing.
All right, your last title is Fire and Water.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, that's a Kingdom Hearts 3 one, if I remember correctly. Because it's... Probably the most is Ink World. Because that's where you fight a bunch of fire enemies and a bunch of water enemies. So I'm going to go with Kingdom Hearts 3 episode 12.
Damn, you got that exactly correct as well.
Nice.
Nice.
Nice. Your final ones, you both got them exactly. Alright, tallying up points. Alright, so, you guys ready to hear who the winner is?
Yep.
No.
Alright, let's hear the points first.
I mean...
I guess I'll hear first.
Alright, good on you, John. John, you have 16 points. You actually managed to come up. But also, you know, upload more.
You've said that already.
Listen, you uploaded zero times, so I don't want to hear from you.
Hey, when I start uploading, you can give me shit. And Ethan, buddy, you have 20 points.
Alright, let's go.
With that, the winner is fucking me. Fuck the both of you. I was just trying to look. I'm going to.
No, none of that works. Mine was actually, my thing was a thing where you could have stopped me, and you just didn't. So, whereas your thing is like, there's no stopping that, so that's bullshit, so we're not doing that.
Alright, fine. You win, John, you lose, upload more.
Oh my god, he just doesn't get over it.
Ethan, winner speech.
My winner speech is that, when I think, I actually put this thing on the list during the Axel episode, because I can't remember exactly, but I almost think Axel helped us give us that idea. So if he did, credit goes to him a little bit for that. If he didn't, then whatever. But either way, it's a really fun game, because it really goes to show how much or how little we know about our own channels, right? The beginning sucked. I don't know what we were doing. Like, we just couldn't comprehend anything Noah was saying, apparently. Because we were just like, this number and this game, and Noah's like, you're not even getting the game crushed, man. Come on. And then, like, somewhere in the halfway point, we started getting better, and we're like, oh, I kind of know what that is. I mean, if Noah had given me, like, a Mario Party episode, I would have just been screwed. I'd have been like, all right, I forfeit, throw in the towel, I'm not even going to try. Because there's literally, like, 500 episodes of Mario Party, it's crazy. But, yeah, it's a fun game nonetheless, and, I'm glad I won, so, yeah.
Alright, and John, loser speech.
You know, this is completely on me. If I just had uploaded more, I would remember more things, and I would have gotten more correct.
Look at that, he's actually taking responsible actions, like Mr. Beast.
Yeah, he knows it. We would have been tied if you didn't take away points before the episode even started.
You know, for once, I didn't give a ball tax to you.
Oh, that's true.
So you actually earned more points. But, either way, it's too late for me to enact the ball tax. So with that, thank you guys for listening. We hope we provoked a conversation. Find Ethan at FlabSexy Gaming and Twitch and YouTube at GSP. You can find me on Instagram at NoahDog5434. Also, find me on our Provoker's official account. I'm supposed to be posting on there. Haven't. Trying to get back into it. Either way, we do have a Patreon, and you can donate anything. I'll be anything. 100, which I believe if you do 100, we are legally obligated. And we also have Syndicate episodes. First 5 are $3 each. After that, they are $5 a piece. First 5 are really just for you to. And yeah. We'll see you guys next time.